السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العلیم الحکیم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم الهمنا مراشد امورنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا. اما بعد، عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال من كان مستنا فليستن بمن قد مات فإن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة. أولئك أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا أفضل هذه الأمة، أبرها قلوبا وأعمقها علما وأقلها تكلفا. اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه ولإقامة دينه، فاعرفوا لهم فضلهم واتبعوهم على أثرهم وتمسكوا بما استطعتم من أخلاقهم وسيرهم فإنهم كانوا على الهدى المستقيم. من سير مشكاة المصابي. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we're in the month of Zilhijjah. We just passed the Mubarak days of Hajj and Eid al-Adha. And the next Islamic month is Muharram. Zilhijjah is the last month of the lunar calendar, and Muharram is the first month of the Islamic calendar. We Muslims, whatever good actions we do, we don't do it because we've seen our fathers or grandfathers doing it. We carry it out because it's a command of Allah in the Quran, an authentic teaching of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the first students and the first Muslims that were in the company of Rasulullah sallam was the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. They were fortunate to accept Islam within the blessed company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they have understood the message of the Quran and the message of the Hadith, the teaching of Rasulullah, to the best of their ability, because it was direct from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Generally, in the month of Muharram, some of the deviated groups, they say things against the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Undoubtedly, the martyrdom of the family, the Ahle Bayt, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu at Karbala, was a sad day in the history of Islam. And our iman is, whoever was martyred, they're enjoying themselves in Jannah, paradise. Besides the incident of Karbala that occurred on Muharram, 10th of Muharram, during the course of the year at various expeditions, famous companions of Rasulullah were also made shaheed and martyred. Many of us, when you go for Umrah and Hajj, we visit the graveyard in Makkah Mukarrama, Jannatul Ma'ala, and Jannatul Baqi in Madinah Munawwara. And we go to Uhud, we see the grave of Sayyidul Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, who was made shaheed in the expedition of Uhud. Similarly, Ghazwa Badr, today also the city of Badr, there's a graveyard there, and the names of the Shuhada of Badr are written there. The first physical combat the Muslims and the non-Muslims carried out was at Badr. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi spent the night in dua and crying. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, if this few early Muslims, my companions, are destroyed today, there would be nobody to take the name of Allah in the future. Allah sent angels to assist the Muslims, and the angels were used to kill the enemies of Islam. But those few shuhada of Badr, they are enjoying the high ranks of Jannah and Paradise. Similarly, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was made shaheed while being Imam for the Fajr Salah. Although he didn't pass away straight away, but through the wound that he received while making Imamat for Fajr Salah, after a few hours or days, he passed away. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, while reciting the Quran Sharif, the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu, he was made shaheed while reciting the Quran. And our Rasulullah had so much love for Nabi, for Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When one daughter of Rasulullah passed away, Nabi gave his other daughter also to the nikah of Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umm Kulsum and Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, the son-in-law of Rasulullah, he was also made shaheed. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu are both father-in-laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu are both son-in-laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today the little Islamic knowledge we have is through the sacrifices of the Salafi Saliheen, the pious predecessors of the past. And first is the Sahaba, the group of the Sahaba. Then the Tabi'een, those that seen the Sahaba but did not see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we get the Tab'i Tabi'een, that's those that seen the Sahaba but did not see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then the pious Ulama Kiram. Allah has taken the responsibility of protecting the Quran. Allah group chose the group of Muhaddiseen, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah, Imam Muslim Rahmatullah, Abu Dawud, Imam Tirmizi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Ibn Majah. And then we get the four Imams of Fiqh, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullah Alayhi, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And today we have our senior ulama in the Hifz classes in the Darul Looms, where 6 hours or 6-7 hours of the day they're teaching Quran and Hadith and preparing Islamic scholars, preparing ulama and hufaz who could be of service to the community. And we all have to leave this world one day or the other. Islam is understood in the company of the pious Allah Ta'ala fearing ulama ikram. I'm an ordinary student, I'm head to toe full of mistakes. But Islam is a pure and clean religion. Millata Ibrahim Hanifa. Ibrahim al-Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was pure, clean Nabi of Allah. He did not worship idols, did not do anything that is displeasing to Allah. We also in a state of wuzu after a faras salah, in the environment of the masjid and madrasa, when we are away from our jobs and our workplaces and our shops and factories, we are away from our families and the home environment, we come to the environment of the masjid and we learn one ayat of the Quran, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we get the reward of 100 rakats of nafil salah. So appreciate the program that take place in the nearby masjids. Alhamdulillah, Friday, Jummah time, everybody is coming. But during the course of the week also, try to educate ourselves. And send our children to the afternoon maktab madrasas, where they can learn the correct method of reciting the Quran, the Islamic history, Islamic fiqh, the correct method of salah, wuzu, istinja, so they can learn from a young age. And by sending them there, they will become future torchbearers of Islam. And tomorrow when we're gone, the little money that we leave for our children, the little Islamic education that we gave them, they will use their money for halal, permissible things. They will become obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the father is gone, they won't use the money something that is haram. They won't use it for cinema, discos, nightclubs, going after prostitutes, etc. We don't use it in alcohol and drugs. We want our children to be good. We must lead an example. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. All those who have got iman, fear Allah and stick to the company of the righteous, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, some deviated groups in the month of Muharram, even during the course of the year, they say things against the Sahaba, against the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today I'd like to mention one authentic teaching about the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, anyone wishing to follow the religious ways of another should follow the ways of those who had already left the world, namely the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Those 10 Sahaba were given the glad tidings of Jannah, those that took part in Ghazwa'i Badr, Ghazwa'i Uhud, Ghazwa'i Tabuk, Ghazwa'i Khandaq, Fath-e Makkah. May Allah guide us to love and respect them. Who were the best people of this Ummah? Their hearts were pure. The Sahabas, the companions, their hearts were pure. They did not have hated, malice. They were not hypocrites. They were sincere in their friendship with one another. They sincerely loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today also we must have a sincere love for the Imam, the four masjid, for the ulama-i kiram, the ustads and the apas that teach in the afternoon maktab madrasas. They are teaching our children Quran and Salah. Have love and respect for them, because they're showing us the way to Jannah, paradise. So their hearts were pure, their knowledge deep, and showing off was non-existent in their lives. They shouldn't do things to impress people or to show people. They were sincere and humble, and they wanted the reward from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has selected them to be the companions of our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to propagate his deen. You should therefore acknowledge their virtue and distinction, follow in their footsteps, and adopt their character and lifestyles with all your strength, because they were the ones on the path of guidance. To understand the life of Rasulullah, it is only the lives of the Sahaba to understand that can be used as a criterion, because they were the fortunate group who benefited most from the lamp of Nubuwwat. The inspiring rays from the sun of Nubuwwat shone directly on them without any screen. It is impossible for anyone after them to acquire the warmth of Iman, the true Iman on Allah, Iman on the Quran, Iman on the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without following the teachings of the Sahaba who passed it on to us. Today also we read Salah how Rasulullah wants us to read. We fast in the month of Ramzan, how Rasulullah wants us to fast. Go for Hajj, how Nabi taught us to do the Hajj. How we discharge our 2.5% zakat, how our beloved Rasulullah has taught us. Now some of the deviated groups, they show disrespect to the Sahaba, then indirectly they'll show disrespect to the authentic hadith and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they'll eventually negate the hadith kitabs of Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, etc. So whoever negate the hadith kitabs, they're negating the teaching of Rasulullah. And whoever negate the teaching of Rasulullah, they're negating the Quran. Because Nabi came to explain the teachings of the Quran. And the Quran is which we recite in Salah. And hadith is also a revelation, but we don't read it in Salah, but we accept it. Another ayat of the Quran regarding the Sahaba, Allah says in the Quran, Para 11, Surah Tawbah, ayat number 100, A'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, was-sabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, wal-lazina attaba'uhum bi-ihsan, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum, وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the first to accept Islam and who assisted Rasulullah in the Meccan life and Madani life among the Muhajireen and the Ansar, those early Muslims that migrated from Mecca to Medina, they are known as Muhajirin. And the Muslims of Medina, they'll have, they are known as Ansar. Those who follow them sincerely, Allah is pleased with them, and they are all pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa'adda lahum jannatin tajri tahtaha al-anhar. Allah has spread beautiful Jannah, paradise for them. And the pious servants of Allah enjoying themselves in Jannah. If anybody speak against Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Bibi Aisha Siddiqa, any of the wife of Rasulullah, so they are spiritual mothers, they are causing harm to themselves. Because the decision of Jannah, Allah has already made it and made it clear in the Quran, they are enjoying themselves in Jannah. And we must follow them. And the four schools of fiqh, Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi, Hanbali, these four schools of fiqh are based on the authentic teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And our ulama ikram have simplified the afternoon maktab madrasa syllabus for our children. Even we adults could also read the salah, correct methods of salah, wuzu, istinja, etc. Allah give us tawfiq of practicing. And to wear black clothing as a form of mourning, there's no significance in Islam. The non-Muslim, when they attend funeral, they wear black clothing. To wear black clothing in the month of Muharram, to show that we're showing grief with the incident of Karbala, where the Ahl Bayt were made shaheed, there's no significance in that. Every day we read Surah Yasin and send the sawab to the marhum, and not necessarily collectively, do it individually. Even the days of Muharram, every day read Surah Yasin. But to wear black clothing on the 10th of Muharram as a sign of expression to the people of Karbala got no basis in Islam. Allah give us tawfiq of practicing on the correct aqidah of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.